Joining us today are John Frotto and Jonathan Wiesel, the principals of Nordic Group International. They're trails and planning specialists. We're going to find out what that means and what they do. But first, good morning, John and Jonathan. Thanks for joining us.
Good morning.
Good morning, Maury.
Okay, so trails and planning specialists. It looks like your specialty is trails for cross-country skiing and snowshoeing, but do you do trails for other seasons and other uses?
We actually work with cross-country skiing, snowshoeing, biking trails, hiking trails, interpretive trails, equestrian trails, and so on. So a real gamut there.
Well, trails are our passion. In terms of planning, it means that we have to look at the whole picture. We're not just doing trails. We're doing a recreational element that fits the needs of the property, fits the needs of the owners, the managers, and the markets that we're going to target. Many of our projects, most of our projects, involve targeting recreation-level skiers because that is the market base. And that means making a trail that's adventurous, that tickles you, that is so much fun and so interesting and so embracing that you've got a story to tell, to share with friends. You go back to the fireplace at the lodge, and you sit down and you talk about, boy, I skied Yellow Jacket Pass, or we found Coffee Pot Rock. Pipsqueak Trail was one of the more enjoyable for the kids. And so even the names of the trails are ways to get people involved and excited. People take these photographs, they take them back, show their friends, and they come back with their friends. Mm-hmm. And so that expands the market, it expands the profit, and it expands the inventory of smiles that you get when people get off the trail, and that's the real reward for us.
So who hires you to do this work? Someone who has a resort or is developing resort or what?
Well, there are all kinds of areas and clients who need and want trails, and we're talking about golf courses, communities, we're talking about private landowners, we're talking about ski clubs. We've had all those as clients and many more. And these days, particularly real estate projects, and these have to be not just physically attractive, but for most part, they have to be, what we call feasible, so that they can produce whatever end result that the client wants.
Boy, it's pretty broad spectrum. We have and had clients at state, federal, provincial businesses, recreation facilities such as parks, nonprofits. It really covers the whole gamut of clients that would like to have a trail system be either amenity or the main feature of their operation.
And why would people, this may be a silly question to you two who are trails and planning specialists, but why would people want to add trails? What's the benefit of that?
Really, a couple answers there. One is that trails can be profit centers. Another is that they can be part of a lifestyle. For instance, guest ranchers, private landowners, and so on love trails because they can use them themselves, whether it's with horses, on the skis, hiking, and so on.
And really, it's one more activity opportunity. So it's can be part of a menu of an entire range of facilities that can provide benefits to all different kinds of clients.
Okay, so then that gives us, I think, a better sense of the purpose and also the range of the projects or the diversity of your work. Where do you two come in the process? Like, at what point would a resort or a guest ranch or a cross-country ski area or a development, whatever, at what point would they hire you?
Ideally, we'd actually come in with a client and help him or her search out the right location for a trails project, be it winter-oriented, multi-season-oriented, or whatever, because that way you can get the right location, the right setting, the access, and so on. But to be honest, most of the projects we're called in on, whether they're new or existing, are associated with lodges, B&Bs, real estate projects, golf courses, alpine ski areas, and so on.
Okay.
So we really do things in three different ways. One is to come in and help find the right location. And as I say, that's a rarity, but that's perhaps the most effective way to do things. Mm-hmm. The second is to work with a project that is just starting. And the third is to do what we call retrofitting, which is when there is a trails associated project to upgrade and refine the facilities so that they're more profitable, more attractive, more modern, and so on.
Having done this now what, 25, 30 years or so. I don't know if you've seen changes over the years. What's new in trails planning?
You know, what's new is really should have been old. Mm-hmm. And that would be the watchwords we have today, such as sustainability and green construction. We've been doing that since Jonathan and I started originally developing myself Northfield Mountain Recreation Environmental Center. Jonathan involved on the ground floor of developing Royal Gorge. You know, sustainability has always meant to us that these are trails that will not just last forever because they're durable, well-built, but trails that will always make people happy, no matter what happens to our society in terms of preferences for outdoor recreation. Trails need to be exceptional in their experience and their aesthetic fit. When we say they need to be green built, it means that we need to pay a good deal of attention to the protection of the vegetation on the sides of the trails, that we need to make sure the drainage is perfect and we're not interrupting the natural flow of water. We need to create trails that are legacy kinds of products, and green construction is all part of that.
I'd say that there's another thing that is newish and is something that Nordic Group particularly concentrates on, and that is developing, designing, planning areas and trails that are market-specific, what we call market-driven. So they are suited for specific types of market. For instance, whether you're a snowshoer or a cross-country ski skater, you're looking for a different experience. Very often women are looking for different experiences than men. There may be areas that are more suited for interpretive trails than for basically recreational exercise trails. So what we try to define early on is not just what owner managers of a project want, but also what their clientele are going to want, so that it becomes a more productive economic unit, and so it becomes a more interesting, intriguing, exciting experience for the recreationist as well.
That's interesting. You talk about people enjoying the trails. How often do you two get to go back and enjoy the trails that you've created? Or let me guess, you're probably too busy with your next project already.
Yeah, it's one of the ironies of this business is that we worked on both in the U.S. and Canada, and I think 17 states and 4 Canadian provinces, and as pure recreationalist, to be honest, just to enjoy it for itself, ironically, very few.
All right, Jonathan Wiesel and John Frodo, thank you very much for joining us.
You're welcome, Warren. This was fun.
Jonathan and John are principals of Nordic Group International. They're trails and planning specialists, and you can find out more about them and their work at nordicgroupinternational.com. We'll be back right after this.